Hello, this is James Floss here with another episode of Our Campus Community. And with me today is Fernando Paz, coordinator for the Latinx Center for Academic Excellence at Humboldt State University. Hey, Fernando.
Hello. Hi, James.
I realize we have some things in common. We both got our undergraduate degrees here. We both got our graduate degrees here. Uh-huh. And we both work here.
And we both like Star Trek.
And we both like Star Trek. Why did you choose Humboldt State as a place for college?
There is a story that a lot of students like me share. It was the campus that was farthest away from LA while still being in the state.
I've heard that from other students too.
Yeah. That was my story. I was running away from a broken heart. I had a fiance. It ended up bad. And I came to Humboldt to heal. And I found that here. Here I am 15 years later, so I imagine I did. My original idea was I was going to study for 2 years and then go back to LA. And in 2008, there was a immigration raid at the Sun Valley Flower Farm. And I started organizing, and I kept telling myself, okay, just one more month. Okay, just two more months. Okay, just until this campaign's over. It was always one more thing. And once that ended, I was going to go back. But 1 month turned into two, turned into half a year, and here I am. It really came out of the relationships and the sense of obligation and responsibility that I was starting to have with people in the community, because they started trusting me, and I needed to live up to that trust, just like my family back in LA. But they knew what I was doing, so they supported me.
You've taken on many campaigns of social justice. I'd like you to boast for a little bit. What are you proud of?
What I'm most proud of is what is still to be done, the work that is still to come, because there's so much work to do. What we've done in the past that I've been a part of, and some of it directly, some of it indirectly, has been bringing community together to provide for ourselves, for our strategies for survival. I was part of the campaign to make Humboldt County a sanctuary county. I did not spearhead it. I did not have a leadership role in it, but I'm very proud to say that I supported those that did. There was a lot of organizing work that went into that, and I'm proud of all of it, but I think there's a lot of work that's yet to be done, and I'm excited with that work getting done.
What brings you to work every day? What floats your boat about your job here?
I love learning, and I love working with the students and walking with them as they go through their own process of learning. I like being able to deconstruct the institution and be able to provide new outlets or new perspectives or new paradigms to how students navigate this institution, recognizing all its good and its bad, but always pushing for something bigger, something greater.
How would you nudge the university forward as far as being a Hispanic-serving university?
Right now, the idea is that we need a paradigm shift. Fundamentally, that's what we need, is a shift in the narrative around students of color. There's this narrative, a dominant narrative, and it's not really spoken and it's not really shared very explicitly, but students of color know it and some people feed into it. And the narrative essentially goes that students of color on this campus are, one, they're lucky to be here, that they're pathologically in need, intellectually inferior, academically inept. So there's this narrative of a deficit model of seeing students in the deficit. And for me, my nudge would be to see the brilliance and to see the assets that students come with already, and that we need to provide programs that nurture the assets that students have when they arrive at our campus. And that's a hard thing to do, because the academy as an institution, university as an institution, always see students in a deficit model. That's been the way they operate since they started. In the beginning, universities, going back to the Middle Ages, medieval times, it was to maintain and train the new leadership, right? And for a long time, it did that, to keep the elites as elites and those that weren't not. What keeps me going in the morning is recognizing the struggles of students of color before my time. So from the civil rights movement, the creation of EOPS is rooted in that student organizing. ITEP, right, cultural centers like mine, the history of spaces like ours on campuses are rooted in disrupting those power dynamics and creating spaces for people of color, for marginalized communities, for minoritized communities to become empowered.
I've been thinking about this a lot. I just finished a book that made me uncomfortable called White Fragility.
Oh, yeah. That's a great book.
It is a good book. It's a little scary.
It is. There's another great book called White Rage. I would encourage you to read as a follow-up to White Fragility. But that's a little bit more of a historical context to White Fragility, but it's a good one as well.
Any new adventures in fatherhood? How's that going?
That's going okay. I'm not getting enough sleep, but I love it. What I like to say about being a father or being a parent is that it's the hardest job I've ever loved. Right now, props to my wife. She's feeding the baby. I can't feed him because I'm not, you know, but she's been doing a lot of the bulk of the work, and I try to pick up my slack the best I can, but she's been doing that. And as first Latina woman elected to a county level office, being the auditor controller is a lot of work, and it's a lot of demands on her. So it's the hardest job I've ever loved, but I couldn't have a better partner to do this work with.
When you do have any free time to just have some fun, what are some of your favorite things to do here?
What? Fun? My father was very much into soccer, into football. And recently, what I love to do to have fun is watch an LAFC game. The Los Angeles Football Club is a brand new team. They just had their first season last year. I love watching it. I love playing it. I like every aspect of it. I've been studying it, the theory, the strategies, the tactics. I've been nerding out on it. I really like that. So football. I like going to the games here on campus when our team plays. We have a really good team on campus, and I try to encourage my kids to play. That's one of the things, watching LAFC.
Well, thank you very much for all you do here, and thanks for coming in today.
Oh, you're welcome.